My name is Matt King.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you probably never even heard of before.
We're waging wars of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories. What's up, everybody? Matt Koenig here, co-creator of Rockstar Events and your host of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. Now, some of you were expecting me to be talking to our good friend Lisa Copeland today, but she got held over with a client that she was with. And thankfully, another Rockstar keynote speaker who is on site with clients today was able to join us for the show. And I want to say hello to our good friend, Mr. Anthony Santangelo. What's going on, Ant?
Hey, Matt. What's happening, buddy? What's happening?
Good to see you, man. Good to have you on the show. I'm going to take a real quick minute here to share out this event so that folks will know that you're rocking and rolling right now and they can join and watch you live. But Anthony, what I'd like to do is, while I'm doing that, I'd like you to give people a little bit of history on you. Now, not your work career and not that stuff, but let's go back to when you were a little tyke, when you were a kid. Tell people a little bit about your background. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? And what did you want to be when you were a kid? Talk to people about that a little.
Oh, turning back the time here, buddy, aren't we? Well, I grew up, I've never lived more than 40, 45 minutes away from Philly. So I'm a Philly guy, Philly, Pennsylvania. I currently reside in Glen Mills, PA, which is 25 minutes west of Philadelphia International Airport. PA my whole life, except for 1 year in South Jersey I was in. I grew up and I'm a huge sports fan. So I wanted to be a baseball player. I grew up, Mike Schmidt was my idol. Played third base for the Philadelphia Phillies from 1972 to 1989, so I have this old stats memorized. 548 home runs, that was my big thing, but I love my sports, baseball is my first love. Basketball, I was street hockey as a kid. I was always Rick Tocchet as a kid who played left wing for the Flyers. Football, I'm a Raiders and Eagles fan. So basically a big sports fan is how I grew up.
Now, did you want to play pro sports? Like when you were a kid, I'm sure you didn't at 8 years old, you were like, I think one day there'll be a company that recruits people in the automotive industry and that's what I'll do. What did you want to do as a kid when you grew up? What was your dream gig?
It was to be a baseball player. It was. And I played sports and that was my thing. And I love sports and, obviously some things change as I got in my teenage years, but it was that, or a lot of people told me I should have went into broadcasting. I should have, worked for, sports radio or been a play by play announcer. I was encouraged to do those things on itself. I did have some interest in being a statistician, cause I always kept my stats. Which is actually, I still do that. I did it my whole entire career in the car industry, kept my stats. I have all of them. I do it now as a trainer. I have my book with everything in there. And I still look at box scores as much as I can. It's not every day anymore because of what I do. But when I get a chance, I am looking at box scores of all the games. And you can see how many field goals were attempted and made. I can tell you the percentage off the top of my head just like that, type of thing. So I'm kind of a math guy, so...
Now, speaking of math and numbers, I know you're an avid poker player and a pretty darn great one from what I've seen. But let me ask you this. What's something that people wouldn't know about you? What's something that people would never know about you or never guess about you that maybe you haven't talked about or shared on a live stream that would be a kind of a surprise for people to find out?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. What would they not know about me?
Nothing like putting you on the spot, right?
Usually I get answers things like that. That's an interesting. What would they not know about me? I guess the biggest thing that people don't know about me is me being so vocal and speaking my things. When things get tough, I can be an ostrich and go right into the sand, type of thing. And also my negotiating ability, with my car business background, I think a lot of people look at me and think I had some crazy aggressive way of doing things, but I actually negotiated in a very non-confrontational way, type of thing. I guess probably a couple things that are different about me. I'll think about some more as we're doing the interview here and see if I'm more, that's the first thing that's on my mind, I guess.
Awesome. Carrie said, hey, Anthony Santangelo.
That I like country music. That's a big difference. That's something that's shocking to people. That country music is my favorite music. People
look at me. What's your favorite?
That's my favorite. People think I'm some AC/DC hard rocker, Bon Jovi or something, because of my personality. That actually probably is number one thing. People find out I'm a country music fan. When I'm in Tennessee and I'm down south, I'm in Florida right now at a dealership. And I tell people country is my favorite music. They're like, oh, huh? You?
Yeah.
So it doesn't fit my cover, so to speak. But
no.
Probably is the biggest thing.
I wouldn't have known that about you. Now, I know you're a karaoke lover as well, and I'm pretty excited because we recently announced on Monday, as folks know, we announced that the Rockstar events for 2019 are now 100% free for dealers to attend.
Yes.
Now, this is
something
that nobody's ever done before, but one of the other cool things we're doing is our good friends at Flick Fusion, Tim James and the gang, are a sponsor of the Rockstar events, and they're actually sponsoring a party, and we're bringing in a band called Stoked, which is an awesome rock band, but they're also doing live band karaoke at the Rockstar event. So I know people are going to see you up on stage, and I'm sure you're going to be jamming out something. Are you going to jam out some country music, or you can get a little rock and roll on the stage, or is it a surprise?
Well, obviously, you will be on stage too there, Matthew. if anyone wants to dig back to December, when I was in Michigan at our good friend Melissa's dealership, she asked me to do a campaign. You and I met up and we did karaoke individually and we did a duet as well. Do you remember the song that we did or no?
I do not know what song we did. I think I may have had beverages that night.
Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond is the song that we did. And then you sang Bob Seger, and I sang, you sang Bob Seger on your own, and I sang Toby Keith, Who's Your Daddy, on my own as well.
That was a heck of a great night at the Duck Inn Waddle Out, people.
Yes.
If you're ever in Kalamazoo, Michigan, you got to join us. You got to come to the Duck Inn Waddle Out. You'll love the experience that you have there. The owner's great, and it's a good time. Speaking of Rockstar, though, AutoMax Recruiting and Training has been a sponsor of Rockstar since the very first one. Craig, Ernie, Joe have been a big part of helping build this movement, and really they've been helping us be able to educate the automotive industry by bringing in the best experts in their field. Now, I know that you're going to be sharing a little something at Rockstar called Go All In to Win. And I'm going to just, right now I'm sharing on the screen the browser page that shows your session info. It says, to change your culture, you must first change your mindset. Every dealership wants employee retention, but do we show the same commitment level towards our employees as we do our customers? Now, I read this because I think this is a big deal in the industry. We hear a lot of folks talking about struggling to hire good people and all these other things, but you guys have really become the masters of recruiting, training, getting a staff into a dealership and getting them started. Can you just share a little bit about a couple takeaways that people are going to get when they come and hear you in Las Vegas May 13th and 14th?
Yeah, absolutely. To go back what you said there with AutoMax Recruiting and Training. I mean, I think everyone watching probably knows, what I do, but just in case, I'm a national sales recruiter and trainer for AutoMax, and we're the number one automotive recruiting and training company in the country. In the 22nd year, Craig found the company, obviously, in November of 97 with it. And employee retention is very important to us because, we don't just do recruiting, we do pure training also. We do BDC training and sales training and get you positioned anywhere from porter to president. But when it comes to the recruiting process, there's a saying that Craig has, and it's the name of my Tuesday night show, is you hire them dead or kill them after you got them. You know, you provide the people, but, you know, do they disappear? And I think every dealership, actually every organization, or as Katie Maris would say, every organization, as she would say, you know, with their Canadian accent, wants employee retention, but how do you get it? Well, we're going to talk about that at Rockstar on May 13th and 14th in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is my favorite city. You know, with it, and just a couple of the small little tidbits there, because I don't reveal it all, because I want you to come, and obviously it's free to come. So there's no reason for you not to come. This is the best couple days of your time, you know, with it, is, you know, talking about the process of the interview, how you interview and the applicant when they come in, and how you're giving up their time. You know, to share a small little tidbit here, I interviewed somewhere between 12 to 15 car dealerships before I was given a shot as a 20-year-old salesperson. 12 to 15 car dealerships, and 11 to 14 of them, I can't remember the exact amount, but I know it was at least 12. You know, so 11 of them just told me, you know, sorry, kid, no experience, no job. What do you want to do this for? This is an older man's job. Don't call us. We'll call you. Or my personal favorite, we'll let you know. Well, Matt, I'm sure you agree with this. You know, when you hear we'll let you know, it's almost as bad as hearing nice to meet you on a first date. You're done. You have no chance at all. You know, it's just nuts, you know. You know, I ended up kind of stumbling into an interview. I'm not going to share the rest of the story. You have to wait till Vegas. But the bottom line is the person that interviewed me, it was his day off. And we'll just leave it at that. And I had no idea of that. You know, he took the time. Are you taking the time for your employees? And then once they come aboard, are you focusing on just one part of the triangle or all three? We'll talk about what those parts of the triangle are coming to Vegas. So, you know, the suspense, hold the suspense a little bit there. So,
looking forward to that. Now, let's talk a little. We were having a dialogue last night. I just did a kind of ask anything go live. And one of the questions was talking about, you know, tips for interviewing people to make sure you interview them well. And everybody has different strategies for interviewing. And you said some important stuff when it came to interviewing last night. And one of the things that I liked was you said, you know, basically I'm paraphrasing, but be consistent with how you interview people. Use the same questions. Help people understand why do you use the same questions when you're interviewing people? Why do you use like the same questions in each interview? What's the purpose behind that, Ant?
The purpose is you don't give everybody an opportunity. You know, we talk about this in our training classes with Automax. We don't judge books by its cover. And what happens is when you start changing your format of your interview because of age, race, gender, or culture, and people pick up on that. You know, people are very, you know, people have their own poker reads, so to speak. And they could sense, are you really engaged with them on that process? You know, and one of the things that I talk about a lot of times is dealerships and management. Hey, we can do it ourselves. You absolutely can. But let me ask you this. You're working two deals at once. A third salesperson is an appraisal. Behind him is the ASM looking for a $1,500 okay for these car safety check. Behind him is one of the girls that's accounting for clarification on the back end screen from the deal 2 days ago. Your owner's calling you asking how many deals you have. You're supposed to have a CIT meeting for $500,000 you have on the street, and now your receptionist, who's called Brittany, comes up and says, hey, Matt, that interview scheduled a week ago, well, she's here. Now what's your response? Ugh. All you want to do is have a cheesesteak, right? Okay, well, you know, here, give me this application here, have her go down. And she gets it done in 17 minutes. To down with her for 38 minutes. So there's 20 minutes she's sitting there, you know, and not knowing what's going on. And she's thinking, and most people, and I noticed this on that one with applicants, when I call them out on the lab, I agree with people. They overthink things. A lot of people overthink. People who are watching this video right now, how many people overthink things? Put a one in the comments if you do. Because you overthink things all the time. Now she has that time to sit there for those 20 minutes because you're not getting on top of things promptly to overthink things. Then when you get to the interview, are you really focused on her for the interview? Or think about the other nine things you have to do. Now what happens? Let's say you get to the interview and you happen to like her and you offer the position that she does accept. Wonderful. But most of the time, if you do like that person, they're going to back out on you. Maybe not on the spot face to face, but they'll no show because they don't think you're engaged in the interview process. But if they do come aboard, Matt, now What is your onboarding process? You know, how is the first day? Very merit paperwork? Or are you actually taking the time to spend with them? The best thing you give someone, as you know, Matt, is not money, it's your time.
Great point.
There's a couple things there that, you know, obviously the world will dig a little more deeper come Vegas, but that's some of the things we'll talk about.
I like it. So let me ask you this. We're going to go off script here. You share that you're a country music guy. What's your favorite country artist? Who's your favorite? Tracy Lawrence. Tracy Lawrence. All right. So what's your favorite country song?
Oh, that's tough. That's really tough because there's a lot of good ones that I like. The one I'm planning on doing, I'm not going to reveal.
All right. Good.
I want to make sure the band can play it. I hope they can. So we'll have to talk about that, you know, come Monday night, May 13th, when we're at the restaurant. And a big shout out to Tim James and Flip Fusion for sponsoring that. And that's good stuff. I had a chance to meet Tim at the second last restaurant in October that I was at on it. But a couple different songs. Anything by Kenny Chesney is good. You Had Me at the Low song is special to me. Anything by Tracy Lawrence, Find Out Who Your Friends Are. That's a good one. You didn't know that one, though. I wanted to sing that with you instead of Neil Diamond. You didn't know it at the time. You know,
no. I don't know the lyrics to it, but I know the song. It's a great, great song.
Find Out Who Your Friends Are. Someone drop anything, run and crank up their car, hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop and think what's in it for me. You know,
you guys just got to hear a little sneak peek of Santangelo karaoke a cappella.
That'll make them not want to come to the conference then.
Yeah. Stop singing. Stop singing right now. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about this, man. Dealers. All right. So dealers get played. Like, I'm sure you see this too when you walk into a dealership. I've got friends who still run dealerships.
Matt, yeah.
Thanks. So,
I appreciate it.
So, Anthony, by the way, for those of you that don't know, he's in dealership right now. So he took a break and made time to do this with us. So we're excited that he did that. So, Ant, I know I've got friends that are running dealerships now. So I stop in and see him on occasion. But I know you're in dealerships just about every stinking day. And like me, I'm sure when you walk in, you see a plethora of just problems, right? Just things that you go, no, even the greatest of stores, right? You walk in, you see stuff, and you go, man, if they would just do this little thing, they could see like exponential growth. I'm going to ask you, just for one, but what's kind of the top issue that you see when you're walking in dealerships? What's like the top problem that you see over and over again at dealerships? And then what's just one like minor tweak they could do to fix that problem? Share it with everybody.
Well, I think it's a combination of a couple things. One is a lack of training. Is a lack of training where, you know, no one likes to go into something and feel that they're uncertain. And I talk about this in my training class. I talk about belief blockers that I actually learned from my friend Mandy Madden. You know, and it's like we have a lack of certainty in direction. It hurts your confidence. You know, and confidence brings certainty, and certainty builds trust, is one of my sayings I like to say. And when someone's lack of confidence inside and outside the walls of dealership, it's going to hurt your production. Not just selling cars, it'll hurt you in relationships, it'll hurt you in anything. You have to go out there and obviously go all in. And it's hard sometimes. Sometimes you're texting, you're talking to that person, you have butterflies in your stomach, you're asking someone to make an $85,000 investment in a vehicle, and your car is a $5,000 car. Well, just because you can't afford that car yet, doesn't mean that they can't. And it's about confidence. And the lack of training sometimes happening because of lack of time. Because dealers are so much of their plate, Matt, as you know. I mean, so much of their plate, manufacturers, so many goals, so much, I don't want to say demands, but requirements, maybe it's a better way to say on to the dealer principles. The dealer principles comes from GM. The GM puts in your GSM's lap and your service director's lap. And it's like, when do you have time to do this? I mean, it's crazy. And it's like, you've got to corner your eye, the person gets left, but you've been there 3 weeks and you haven't trained him or her. You know, lack of training. Also, the issue that I see is that dealers are drafting out of need versus the quality versus the talent, so to speak.
So explain that a little bit when you say they're drafting out of need, because it seems to me like most dealers aren't running ads to try and hire people until they're in a bad way, right? They're half staffed, right? And now they feel like they're walking customers because they're not getting to them in time. How does a dealer stop hiring out of need and start being proactive?
Well, I think the key is you have to give people opportunities. You know, when somebody says, Automax or Anthony, I need six people. Okay. Well, if you have 13 in class and you feel 11 of them are qualified, take them. Well, Anthony, you understand, I don't have enough desks. Okay. Go buy a $200 desk. You know, we're double people up on their desks. I mean, at one point back in 1997, when I started McCarnor Street, I did share a desk at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quit, I didn't leave.
Yeah.
So you give those people opportunities because you don't know. And it's to use the NFL terms. The NFL draft is going to be what, next week? You know, you're looking at the best possessed player available, not out of need. If you need a defensive end, but when it's your time to pick, that best player available is a safety or a wide receiver, then pick them. Don't just draft that end. You want to pick the quality people because you don't know the next person that you select. You don't know if they're going to be the next Ollie Reed or Frank Kramer.
So let's wrestle with that, because a lot of dealers, and you know, when they hear things like what you're saying, look, if you meet a good person, hire them anyway. But I've heard a lot of folks say, well, I don't want to quote unquote flood the floor. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want to flood the floor and cut the pie too thin. And I know my thoughts on this. You know, my thoughts are look, bake another pie, right? Like if your pie can never, when you say I don't want to cut the pie too thin, you're saying you can't grow, right? Mm-hmm. But what are your thoughts when people say, well, I don't want to just hire people because I don't want to flood the floor? And playing devil's advocate, let's say a store is doing 200 cars and they got 10 salespeople and they want to bring on three, but you tell them, hey, there's six good ones you should hire. What if the dealer says, look, I like it and I'd like to hire them, but man, I don't want to flood the floor and then, you know, make it hard for people to make a good living. What's your response to that? Laura Berman says hello. Hey, Laura. So what's your response to that when people say, man, I don't want to flood the floor because I don't want my people to not make a good living?
Well, there's a couple different philosophies. I'm going to take it from the dealer side and from the salesperson side, because obviously there's two different sides to that. From the dealer side, if you want to grow, you have to increase your staff. When you're a business owner and you start, you know, making some money, do you put it back into the business or do you just hoard it? You have to go out there and start getting more people and start hiring more help. And to do that, you start growing. That's what Craig did. Craig started doing this back in 97. He was traveling on his own. Got to the point where he was only one man, one person, couldn't do everything himself. So he brought Ernie in, you know, then they brought Jerry Conover in, you know, and so they brought different people in, you know, and now we're there's 30 some of us, you know? So it's like, what if Craig said, no, I'm going to do this myself and just stay in my own little box and my own little cookie cutter. No, he wanted to keep growing. Well, that's what you want to do as an organization. You want to be able to grow. So you give more people opportunity. Oh, but Anthony, I'll lose people. Not necessarily. It depends on how you present it and if you're taking the time commitment to be with the person and show them that. That's the dealer side. Here's the salesperson side. What did I was up at? I didn't care how people on the floor. Because we have the right mindset, and I teach this in my class. I don't teach steps of the sale. I prepare their minds for these up and down journey in the car industry. I don't go into step one of the sale until late in the afternoon of the first day of training. On it. I'm preparing their minds that first two-thirds of the day. That when you have your mindset that you're a winner and that you're successful, doesn't matter how you go on the floor. Doesn't matter if you're working at a small store with four salespeople or you're working at one of these big powerhouses that have 48 salespeople in there. You'll be a winner if you have your mind right, and you'll always get your own. My numbers only suffered when my head was up my ass. That's the only time my numbers suffered. When my head was strong, there was nobody better than me. But the problem is I had struggles up here as a salesperson. Now I've overcome that as a trainer, and I share my experiences and my failures and where I went wrong in our classes at Automax. I'm very transparent with that. you know, with them. That's where the difference is. So it's two different sides. And when you do that in a row, you bring people in. You make a position for someone. You find a way to do that. Also, we'll get into the hours as well. Maybe you do that and give them fewer hours and makes them hungrier to do that, or they feel more fresh as well. Where you split it up in 8-9 hour shifts versus doing 3 bell to bells every week, you know, type of thing.
Right on. Now, man, time is flying. We're 30 minutes into this already, and we got about 15 more because I know in a half an hour you've got your next appointment. So, Ant, you've been to a lot of events out there. You've networked with a lot of folks. You've been to a lot of conferences. We're excited to have you as one of the keynotes at the upcoming Rockstar event, May 13th and 14th in Las Vegas. By the way, for those of you watching, if you want to get a ticket to the event, we have made the Rockstar events 100% free. Right down below, you see, you can go to rockstarinfo.com, click on tickets. If you're a dealer, you can come 100% free. If you're a vendor, it is not free. If you try and get a free ticket, we're going to kick the ticket. So our sponsors, Automax, Remora, Next Up, True Car, oh goodness, Car Film, The Academy, Flick Fusion, Automoto HR, all these folks are investing. Not in vendors. They're not paying for vendors to come. So if you're a vendor, reach out to me directly. We'll just charge you our costs if you want to attend. But note, you cannot suitcase at our event or we will kick you out embarrassingly from the stage. And I bring this up, though, because you've been to other events. What is it about Rockstar events that make you go, man, I like being part of this movement. I want to be, you know, at Rockstar. What is it that you like about the Rockstar events? Why, if you were to be able to say to a dealer, if they said, why should I go to Rockstar? Other than obviously to see you is a great reason, but if they were to say why Rockstar, why not one of the other events out there? What would you tell them? Why would you tell them they should go?
Well, Matt, it's an interesting question. And one of the things I've been learning here in 2019 is a quote from Doc Holliday from Tombstone, and it's sometimes you have to redefine the nature of your association. And for me, when I had the, you know, obviously Matt and I connected because of Craig. That started there. And, you know, I didn't know who Matt Kidding and Chris Spear were. And then obviously we connected a little over 2 years ago, I guess it was, you know, with it. And you accepted a friend request. And so, okay, you're involved with Craig. Okay, good. And some people were like, oh, okay, you're one of Craig's guys. Yes. You know, yeah, great. And obviously, you know, things change. People stay connected with me because of me, not because of that. But, right, you know, when you do that, and for me, I read people for a living. I did it as a salesperson for 19 plus years, and I still occasionally sell cars to my repeat customers. I do it as a trainer when I'm doing interviews, and I do it as a poker player. And I can spot the bluff, and I can spot the bullshit when people say something and they're fake. Well, for me, this is where I'm going with your question, is Matt Koenig and Chris Spear are two of the most real people you'll know. And I'm not saying this because I'm looking at Matt on the Skype screen right now. I'm saying it with facts. You want to link your chain. You want to link your chain to real people that care about you more as a person versus a dollar sign. And that's huge. And when it comes to the Rockstar well, before I get into that, I'm a big believer when you choose to do what's right, even if it hurts, even if it's sacrifice, you will be blessed in the long haul, which is a little bit of a spiritual side of that. And obviously you understand that, Matt. You know, from that, you know, that's the way that I grew up, you know, from my late mother who passed away a long time ago. You know, but when you go that route and you choose to do what's right, Matt and Chris are choosing to do what's right, even if it hurts. Well, where's it hurting? It's hurting their pocket. It's choosing to do what's right, even if it's sacrifice. They're sacrificing their time and to say, you know what? We want people to come for free. We're not going to do this last minute thing and to sell free tickets last second or something like that. We're going to do this right from jump and go that route. And you're trusting in your own ability to be able to still pay the bills, so to speak, with sponsors to do that. But you're putting your confidence in yourselves and you and Chris, and it starts with you guys. And obviously you don't just have anybody come speak at Rockstar. They have to have the three things that I look for in an applicant that you look for as well. It's my ICE acronym: integrity, commitment, and efficiency. If they have it, they can be involved in your tribe. If not, you show them the door. Simple as that. And when you go that route, that's what's different than some other conferences a little bit, you know, that, you know, when you have those thought processes in place, You don't touch dishonest dollars, which is a benchmark principle for Automex, and for yourself and Chris as well. And you choose to do those things, you're going to be blessed. And what happens is when you have those quality people there that are coming and investing their time, okay, because the people that speak at Rockstar, we're not compensated. Okay, so we're coming our own dime, and we're doing this because we care. So when you have Lisa Copeland come and her crazy busy schedule, okay, when you have Katie Maris comes, where she travels the whole world, she does. Okay, Kendrick Show, Coach Sherry Wynn, Sean Welsh, Sean Kelly, Harry Watts, myself, Michelle, I'm drawing a blank on her last name, I don't know Michelle first.
Denogian, from Roadster.
Yeah, so you have all these wonderful people that are coming. It's because of the relationship and the bonding. That's what you're going to see. If you've never been to a Rockstar conference before, if you have, you've seen it. That's why you're coming back. But if you've never been to one before, and I was telling this with Tina Bowen. Tina Bowen's going, my friend Tina, who's a finance director at a Ford dealership in Colorado. You know, and she's going to bring one of the top salespeople with her. You know, you'll see the interaction, and you'll see the appreciation and love. Frank Lopes, you can't name Frank Lopes is the man that's going to be there, you know? And it's like you have that, and the relationship building, it's not just, hey, it's a conference, and you go fend for yourself some food. Trust me, I know a little bit about eating, even though my weight's coming down. And so I won't be able to eat the food next month. I'll have to say some things I can do, you know? But the food on breakfast and lunch, that Matt and Chris invest. I know how much it is, and I'll say how much it is, but it cost them a lot of money to put the platter out. It's a lot of freaking money, you know. Okay, to put out breakfast and lunch. And then to have dinner, where we have a whole restaurant to ourselves, to have collaboration, to have fellowship one with another. Use, you know, 1 John 1:7. You walk light to light, you have fellowship one with another. Type of thing, you have fellowship one with another. And then also to have fun, which we will, on stage, singing. You know, type of thing. To have that, it's truly remarkable. And your life won't just be impacted inside the walls of the dealership if you come to Rockstar or conference. It will be impacted outside the walls of the dealership, which will only make you a better person. It'll make the people around you the better person, which goes back to the principles that Matt and Chris both share with us at Automex, which is positively impacting the lives of others.
Dude, I appreciate that. Man, I got to tell you, I need you to just walk around with me all the time hyping up Rockstar. It'll save me a lot of work. I want to share with some folks couple things, because not only is the May event going to be free, but you may have seen something if you've gone to rockstarinfo.com. You may have seen Future of Automotive Retail Tour is coming up. And basically in July, we're kicking this tour off. We've got 5 dates so far. We're going to be adding a 6th in New York, it looks like. But July 15th, we're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. August 12th in Detroit, Michigan. September 9th in Austin, Texas at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz. October 7th in Seattle, Washington. Then we're bringing it all back to Las Vegas November 4th and 5th. Now, I tell you guys this because we didn't just make the May event free. We're firm believers that sponsors want to meet dealers. Dealers want to meet sponsors in person, vendors in person, vendor partners, whatever name you want to say, and be able to ask the questions, right? Trade show halls are noisy. When you're at the dealership, you're working all day. You can't always take phone calls. We know that by making this event free for dealers to attend, we know that vendors are going to want to participate, which means they'll be paying the bills, right? So we didn't just make May free. The rest of the year, every Rockstar event is 100% free for dealers. Now, I'm going to give folks a couple highlights here, Ant, before we go back and wrap stuff up. But a couple things. Number one, the event is May 13th and 14th in Las Vegas. You can meet Anthony Santangelo as well as a whole array of amazing powerhouse speakers at this event. And we want to have you there. So here's the deal. To get a free ticket, all you have to do, dealers, is go to rockstarinfo.com. Select the ticket that's right for you, whether you're a leadership member or a future leader. Select the ticket that's right for you. Now, note, once you select your ticket, after you click on it, it's going to take you to a second screen, which is going to offer you the ability to upgrade to a front row seat for $95. You don't have to do that. But if you don't want that, you still have to click no, so that it will process your ticket order as a standard ticket. If you just close the window, your ticket won't get registered. We will not have a seat for you. And we need you to make sure you register your ticket so we can get an accurate account for food. The other thing I want y'all to know is this. Right now, You can book your room at the D Hotel and Casino, which is where we're doing the event. And it is www.thed.com. I'm going to put it in the comments here. TheD.com, like D like Detroit. Right now you can get rooms for just over $30 a night plus the $25 resort fee in Vegas. So $55 a night for a room. So two nights in Vegas, barely over $100. You'll have your hotel room included. Last but not least, you can fly into Vegas from anywhere for dirt cheap. If you're wondering what airlines give great deals, you can go to Spirit.com, Southwest.com, FlyFrontier.com, or in some cases, AllegiantAir.com. All have great deals. If you want to know the best place to go to find super-duper flight deals all over the country, go to skyscanner.net, and that'll show you every airline except Southwest. It'll show you every other airline and what their rates are, and it'll actually put together the best flights for you at the best rates. So check that out. Listen, Anthony, before we wrap this up, please tell people, how can they get a hold of you if they say, you know what, we need to get some folks into our dealership. We've got to hire better. We got to recruit better. We got to train better. How can people get a hold of you? What's the best way to contact you other than coming to Rockstar? Because that's what we'd love. But how else can they get a hold of you?
Well, first and foremost, Matt, thank you so much again. And Chris, I'm just so grateful. I have so much gratitude just to have the opportunity to give back and serve, and that you're willing to give me a platform just to kind of share some of my knowledge and experience I had in the automotive industry. And I'm very grateful for that and looking forward to seeing you again. Obviously, we saw each other three times last year. This will be the first time we see each other this year, and it won't be the last. With this, I'm very appreciative of that. For those that need some help with the travel, I kind of travel for a living. I live in a hotel over 200 plus nights a year. PM me, reach out to me. I'll help you with that. I'll investigate the airfare for you, all that. I'm a big fan of Southwest. I'm an A-list member with Southwest, but if it's not Southwest, I know how to maximize expenses, because as an independent contractor, Automax does not pay my expenses. I do. So I know how to optimize that. So I'll make sure it's affordable for you guys. Plus it's a tax write-off for your hotel and your airfare, and your Ubers, all that. There's no reason to rent a car. Just take an Uber, when you're out in McCarran Airport in Vegas. So the way to reach me, number one, unlike most people, I give out my phone number. My voicemail box is never full. It's always set up, and it's a personalized greeting, which is a pet peeve of mine. You're not going to hear you reach, wah, wah, wah. So my phone number is 267-784-9752. I'm up almost every hour of the day. I don't sleep too well at night, so I'm usually up like 20 of the 24 hours. So call me.
Give him that phone number again so I can put it on the screen. 267-784-9752. All right. I put it up on the screen for everybody, so you've got Anthony's phone number there. 267-784-9752.
And also, some people would prefer the private messenger. I'm big on that, too. Send me a private message on Facebook. You can type it in, and you can record it. If I respond, I'm going to record it back to you. That's how I do. I talk for a living, so I just do that versus the typing type of thing. You can text me, guys, as well. That's fine. And if you do want to use the old-fashioned way, yes, the old-fashioned way of email address, it's the letter A and then Santangelo, Santangelo at automaxrecruiting.com. If you guys do need staffing in your stores, I am looking for after Rockstar at this point. I have some openings around Memorial Day in June at this point. Recruiting, staffing, BDC training, existing sales training, if you need ASMs, reach out to me directly. I'm here to serve. We'll definitely bring the goods for you that we do every week as we go through the process.
Well, Anthony, I just want to say thank you so much for being on here with me today. I know it was very last minute to ask you to be able to jump in, and we appreciate you making the time to do so while you're at a client's. And thank you so much for being part of the upcoming May event. We appreciate you very much, man. Love you, brother. Appreciate you. And looking forward to seeing you out in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. And again, Matt, the key is back to the point of it's about giving somebody your time. That's the key. You give people time, and you relate to people, and that's what you want to do. And that's the thing I want to pride myself on. I'm never going to win a popularity contest. I'm not. But I'm going to be the person that gives you the most time and do it with no thought of any reward. That's what we're about with Automax, and that's what Matt and Chris are about with Rockstar. And that's why we have the synergy, as total is rare in the sum
of its individual parts.
Amen to that. Listen, I want to say thank you to Anthony for being on the show. Thank you so much to the folks that tuned in to watch. And now we'll go ahead and spin the outro. My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you've probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories.